It's such a pleasure for me to think of 10 years ago, as the Lord really transformed my life. This body was here. Even though I was rough around the edges, I was welcome in and really grown up in the faith through a lot of godly examples. So I first want to thank you guys for helping usher me into the family. And it's such a privilege to be here sharing in a way I never thought I would share 10 years ago. So there's a lot of things I do now that I never thought I would do. So after my first year here at New Heights, I moved to Bellingham, Washington to go to school. And it was a little crazy. You know, for those of you that have been to college, moved off to the dorms, you move in, and my parents kind of moved me up, got my stuff in my room, and were like, well, guess we're done here. See you later. And they left. So I was left sitting on my bed, and my roommate hadn't been there yet, and I was a little bit like, I don't really know anybody here, and what do I do now? And probably it wasn't 30 minutes after I'd been on campus that somebody knocked on my door. They called themselves CORFAS, which stands for Core Facilitator, and it's what we call our small groups with Campus Christian Fellowship. And they knocked on my door and said, hey, you know, we'd like to invite you. We're going to be leading a small group on this floor, and we'd like to invite you. And I was like, what? I thought I was the only Christian on campus, you know? Like, this is crazy. So they invited me into a wonderful community. It was kind of a great pass-off for me from here to there. And this community offered small groups, and I was mentored all the way through college by older students who really cared about my faith and cared about my life. There was classes and all kinds of things offered for me. And, you know, there's stats out there that say, you know, 3 out of 4 or somewhere around there are students who grow up in a youth group that go off to college will falter or lose their faith when they go to college. And I was determined not to be one of those, but, you know, there's a lot of influences at a secular college that might fight that. So it was pretty amazing to have somebody knock on my door my first day. And that's, I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students, that's their story. Their first day, somebody knocked on their door. So because of these experiences, I've committed this time in my life, and people ask how long do I think I'll be doing this, and I really can't foresee doing anything else but reaching out to college students. So I'm thankful to be working with students in a way that I really needed as a young believer. And ultimately now my desire is that every student on campus at Western, and then that would spread throughout the nation and the world, that every student would have the opportunity, not just the opportunity, but be pursued for Christ. And so that's why I do what I do. I'm really thankful. And so our desire is to reach students for Christ, those that don't know Him or those that are young, and then to train them up in the faith, and then to send them out into the world. It's kind of, we get a 4-year window, which is kind of shrinking with Running Start, but so it's 2 or 4, somewhere around there. But our hope is to catch them and really build their faith up so that they have a firm foundation in Christ to build their life upon, and then to send them out as missionaries to the world. So I want to tell you just a few stories of students that I've worked with, or we have an internship there. So I want to tell you a few stories that just kind of illustrate what's going on. Maybe Jacob, if you could put that.